morning madhouse. Wake up with us early in the morning. Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry, mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breath, we in the kitchen. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. What the fuck wrong with burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw. Man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa.
Morning, nosy neighbors. Power 98, y'all is plugged for new hip-hop and R&B. It's 5:53 in the Carolinas. When you walk outside this morning, baby, it is cold. I'm talking 37 degrees cold with a high of 64. Mostly cloudy all day and just cold. Miss Jessica, the girl next door in the building holding things down. No Limit Larry, he is out, but I'm not by myself. I got the homie with me, comedian Burpee. Good morning, Burpee.
I say good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
And one more time.
Good morning.
How you doing, Burp?
What up, though?
You had a good night last night?
Yeah, it was cool. It was real chill.
Just chill?
Yeah, I didn't make too much noise last night.
Okay, well, I know someone that did have a good night. They're out there in the state of Washington. They won the lottery. Ooh. They won the lottery now. The lottery was $747 million. Talking about the Powerball, and I always see the big billboard when I drive into work, and I saw that it was back down, so I was like, ah, somebody won it. Somebody won it, and I completely forgot to play yesterday. If the winner does decide to take the lump sum, they're going to walk away with a little over $400 million. Do you take the lump sum, or do you just have them pay it out to you over time, Bert? You going to take the lump sum?
Yeah. I'm going to get up out of there.
Yeah, I think I would, too.
I'm definitely taking that lump sum. I mean, either way, you're going to have way more money than what you started with.
Absolutely.
So you're not losing either way.
Yeah.
But I'm taking that lump sum. Give me all my money at one time.
This one was the fifth largest jackpot in the game's history. $747 million. And if you walk away with that lump sum, you walk away with $403.1 million. What's the first thing that you're doing, Bert?
With that much money? What am I doing? I'm buying a house.
You buying a house?
Yeah. Very first thing, I'm buying a house. Yeah. Got to.
Yeah.
What you doing?
I have thought about this a lot. But the first thing that I would do is, it's going to sound strange, but there are certain people that I have to take care of. Uh-huh. So I want people to, like, open up their bank account and call the bank and say, something's wrong. Something's wrong.
Oh, no.
Be like, what is going on? Something is wrong with my bank account. And I'd be like, nah, that's just me. I love you. I got certain people that I need to take care of. Mm. Yeah, drop them off a little bit something.
Nah,
and then
I'm going to
go crazy.
I don't think about nobody else.
Now I gotta take care of mama and daddy, my brothers, my nieces and my nephews, the guy. Like, I got some people that I gotta take care of.
Yeah, I gotta take care of my stuff.
Yeah, well, as soon as I get done with that, because that ain't gonna take no time. That ain't gonna take no time. That's just a matter of transferring some funds. Now, as soon as I get done with that, oh yeah, I'm back real ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably gonna get a baby elephant.
Wait, what?
And just, you know, ride that to work. Because I'm a Delta. That's why.
Did you say ride it to work?
Yeah, and also because I have $400 million. That's why. That's why, Burpee.
See?
Absolutely.
Give me money, don't know how to act.
That is why. Hey, listen, we got a great show for you today. Teens, listen up. We got a very important topic. And parents, we're going to be talking about teen dating violence. That's going down in our 6 o'clock hour. We got some guests that are going to be hanging out with us for that. Of course, Tuesdays, that's when we check in with local artists. The next big thing goes down in our 8 o'clock hour. And, you know, we got tickets on top of tickets. You trying to see Cat Williams? You trying to go to that Royal Comedy Tour? We got you covered. Let's get your morning started off right here. Some inspiration coming from Pastor R.J. Davis.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. The classic definition of insanity is doing the same thing the same way over and over again and expecting different results. You can't keep doing, saying, and thinking the same way you have been and expect things to change for the better in your life. If you want something that you have never had before, you must be willing to do something you've never done before. Most people claim to want something different, yet they keep doing the same thing. Jesus said, "You cannot put new wine in old wineskin." In other words, you cannot put new fresh thinking into a mind that is not prepared for change. The Bible teaches that if you really want change in your life, then it must begin by renewing the spirit of your mind. Don't be conformed to this world's way of thinking, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Remember, all change begins first with a change of mind. I'm Pastor RJ Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
603 here in the Carolinas, 37 degrees as you walk outside today. It is cold with a high of 64, so make sure you bundle up as you're heading to school and you're headed to work. Hey, you know what we do every morning around this time. It's time for the Madhouse Question of the Day.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who?
Using the hashtag MadhouseQOTD, today we want to know, what are certain things you would stop doing if you hit the lottery?
What you gonna stop doing, Bert?
I'm gonna stop driving.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't driving, I'm not driving myself nowhere. I have a driver now. I have money. You peasants. I'm not riding on the road with you peasants. That's what I would do. And I'd be petty about it too.
That is exactly my answer. I am no longer driving. Oh my goodness, I am no longer driving. I will immediately hire myself a driver.
Yep, absolutely.
The other thing I'm not doing, I'm not cooking anymore. I'm not cooking. I'm not doing laundry. Now, I'm not saying that I'm going to hire a maid because I actually do enjoy cleaning up. That's one of those weird things that's sort of therapeutic to me. Mm-hmm. But I am no longer those two things. I ain't cooking and I ain't doing laundry. I'm not doing either one of those things.
I'm definitely hiring a maid.
Yeah, those are the top three things that I'm immediately doing. Someone to cook, someone to wash my clothes and fold them and put them away, and a driver.
I'm not talking normal.
You're not talking normal.
No.
Meaning?
Ha! Huh.
What is that?
I talk like a king. Like an English king. No.
Oh, okay.
Dost thou not see the Maybach? Yeah.
It's just weird, Bert.
It's not weird.
It's a little weird.
It's not weird.
It's a little weird.
Walk around like that.
Hey, listen, what you got on this is our Madhouse Question of the Day. We were talking earlier about it. Someone won big in the lottery. $747 million. The winning ticket sold in the state of Washington. So we're asking you, listen, if you won the lottery, what's one thing that you're going to stop doing? What you gonna stop doing? Head on over to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I'm Just Burpee, and you can leave your comments there, or you can always leave them on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. It's our Madhouse Question of the Day.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know, man, these folks got to hit his
It's time for your first Nosy Neighbor News Quickie of the morning, being brought to you by Cat Williams. In his new 2023 and Me Tour, he's bringing it to the Bojangles Coliseum on February 17th. And we have a chance for you to win those tickets. Make sure you're listening to the Nosy Neighbor News at 724. And tickets are on sale right now. You can log on to power98fm.com for more details about that. Okay, let's see. Lil Wayne, he's moving out of his South Florida home. Because he has sold it. Now, the home was originally priced at $29.5 million. Then they dropped the price to about $28 million, and that is when it sold. He bought it back in 2017. It was for $16.8 million. Has 7 bedrooms, 11 bathrooms, outdoor kitchen, cabana, and reflecting pool. He lives in the Hidden Hills area of Los Angeles, which is very, very close to Kylie Jenner, so he can sell this Miami mansion right now. All right, that is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News
Quickie. Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B 624 here in the Carolinas. As you walk outside this morning, we're looking at about 37 degrees with a high of 64. Miss Jessica, the girl next door, comedian Burpee, we're holding things down for No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. Now, I don't know if you all saw this on Instagram, but Snoop Dogg, he hopped on Instagram. He made a post that says, rappers with the most Grammy Awards. Jay-Z, 24. Kanye West, 24. Kendrick Lamar, 17. Eminem, 15. Pharrell, 13. The caption to this post, coming from Snoop Dogg, says, Snoop Dogg, 20 nominations, 0 wins. I never really thought about that. I never really thought about the fact that Snoop Dogg does not have a Grammy. I think that he's very, very deserving of one. That's crazy. What do you all think? Let me know at Hey Miss Jessica on social media. We can discuss that. And don't forget to answer our Madhouse question of the morning. We're talking about winning the lottery. Someone won the big jackpot last night, walking away with $747 million. We're asking you, what are some things that you would stop doing if you hit the lottery? At Hey Miss Jessica, at I'm Just Burpee. It's our Madhouse question of the day. Coming back, we got more great music and we are checking in with our teens here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Complete your morning routine. Turn up the hip hop. We roll up slow.
Moments when you ask how my day go. Pour up a phone, I have blueberry.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
6:36 here in the Carolinas. You know that it is a Teen Talk Tuesday. This is where we check in with our teens, find out what's going on in their lives, but we also discuss important things that might be impacting our teens. And we actually have some very, very special people in the house because February is a very special month when talking about teens. You know, when in February, you think about two things. At least I do. Black History Month and Valentine's Day. Those are two big things, but there's something else that goes on in February. So we'll give you all an opportunity to introduce yourselves and tell the people who you are. Go ahead.
Good morning. So delighted to be here with you all. I am Dina King, United States Attorney for the Western District of North Carolina. And February is National Teen Dating Violence Awareness and Prevention Month.
I am John Councilman, Manager of Bully Prevention and LGBT Supports for Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools, and I want to do a shout out for National School Counseling Week this week to all of our counselors in our schools.
Yes, shout out to all the counselors out there. Now, let's talk about the exact definition of dating violence. You know, some people think that that's just physical violence, but it includes so much more. So give us a good definition of what this is.
So teen dating violence can take many different forms. It can be physical, psychological, sexual, emotional, or verbal. The ultimate goal of teen dating violence is for a partner to control another partner's behavior, movements, interactions with others, or generally just force that partner to behave or do exactly as the perpetrator wishes. The interesting thing is teen dating violence can also occur online. We know that there's a lot of online dating. There's a lot of teens that are on social media platforms. And so, unfortunately, teen dating violence can also expand to the virtual platform as well.
Now, for the teenagers who go to the counselors in the school or there, what are they looking for that they can't get at home when they may be in that type of abusive relationship?
I mean, I think just having a safe space, you know, and a trusted adult that they can, you know, share their experience with and somebody that has been trained to be able to help walk them through it and provide them, you know, the immediate attention as well as the resources that are available both in and outside the school.
So, Dina, I want to loop back around to online. Because that is pretty big. When we were growing up, we didn't have social media and things of that nature.
Thank heavens.
And we are now the ones that are raising kids. And with online being a part in this, how can parents be proactive in protecting their kids that might be experiencing this type of behavior online?
That's a great question. I think parents should remain engaged. There are a number of parents that actually monitor their children, especially teenagers, social media accounts. And so I think that monitoring that is very helpful, and then engaging in discussions with the young people. The interesting thing is there are still a number of people that are in domestic violence or teen dating violence relationships, and they don't realize that they're in that relationship. Mm. They think that what they're experiencing is normal. They think that what they're experiencing is love. And so one of the things that we want to encourage people to know is that violence is not love. Control is not love. Fear is not love. Mm. Those are things that sometimes are associated with being love, but they're not. Mm-hmm. Instead, love is safety. Love is safety. Love is security. Love is respect. And that's kind of the theme for this year's Teen Dating Violence Week. Love is respect.
Wow. John, I know that you are working a lot in the schools and have worked in the schools. How much are we seeing teen dating violence in our schools?
You know, I don't have the exact data for that. You know, it's really hard to tell because a lot of the kids still don't feel comfortable, you know, talking about it. They don't feel comfortable coming forth. They don't feel that there is a safe net for them to come forth. They're embarrassed. I mean, there's so many different reasons why somebody wouldn't come forth to talk about it. But we know that it is out there. We know that it's prevalent. And I think the more that we educate, about what teen dating violence is and is not, and those healthy relationships and what a healthy relationship is not, the more we're going to see our students come to us and ask for more supports.
Are there programs that are in schools or just in general that are maybe not necessarily proactive, but they get the teens aware of what the steps to take to avoid that type of relationship or the red flags that they need to look for if they're in a relationship?
That's a great question. And we do, you know, we have our health education curriculum that really focuses on healthy relationships and progresses and gets, you know, developmentally.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
More intense as the kids go from middle school to high school. We have our Title IX, which is our training that all students are required to go through every year and be educated and bring awareness to teen dating violence and the violence with interpersonal relationships. We have clubs in our schools, you know, to save chapters. Jamie Kimball Foundations is a great community partner that has a lot of support and clubs that are started in our schools that are helping our students, you know, get involved and create that awareness and education around it.
So John and Dina, let me ask you all this, because your response is sort of linked up with each other. John, you were saying that, you know, some kids are embarrassed to come forward and talk about this if they are a victim of abuse. And Dina, you said abuse doesn't look like fear and things like that. Sometimes I think that kids don't know that they're in abusive relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, they only think that it's the physical aspect. They don't think that your partner consistently going through your phone is a form of abuse. Right. So talk about those things that are simple, but are forms of abuse.
Some of the factors that come in mind is if your partner is excessively jealous or controlling. You gave the perfect example. Someone that's always wanting to go through your phone or always wanting to know where you are. Mm-hmm. They may be controlling what you wear, who you spend time with. They try to isolate you from your friends and or family. Someone who bullies or taunts you. They pressure you into unwanted sexual activity, or they just demand a whole lot of attention.
Yeah. And I'll add, one of the behaviors that we're seeing more and more, especially with social media, is stalking. And I think we forget that, you know, it's hard sometimes to know somebody's stalking you, especially social media. But that is a form of, intimate partner abuse, and we're seeing it more and more with our kids.
What can parents do? What can parents do? You know, I think about some of the young ladies that I have worked with, right? And they walk around and they're like, my man picks out my outfit for me because, and I have no problem with that because I want to wear what he likes. But then you just talked about that, right? You know, and as a parent, you might not pay attention to it, or they might be listening and going, oh, hold on, my daughter's doing that, you know. But then you go back to what John was saying, and that kid might be embarrassed and not want to talk about it, or might not want to admit to that type of controlling behavior. What can parents do to begin to guide that conversation and start that conversation?
I think parents can ask questions to inquire more with their teen, their child, about what's going on, and then explain to the child what are healthy relationships, what those healthy relationships look like. One of the things that John and I were talking about earlier this morning is healthy relationships look different in 2023 than they looked in 1993, right? Mm. What we perceive to be a healthy relationship. But I think it's really important for adults to, one, make sure that we're also modeling healthy relationships, mm-hmm. because children do pay attention. Their concept of love is based on what they've seen. But also for us as adults to be engaged with young people. And when we see some of those red flags that we've talked about, to have those conversations with the young people to let them know that that's not okay. It's not okay for somebody to tell you what you have to wear every day. That's not okay. And to explain to them why that's not okay.
February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. We are talking to teens as well as parents and adults that are out there. We have more great information coming your way next. Don't go anywhere. We're Charlotte's Plug. Power 98. Good morning.
It's more hip-hop. It's more hip-hop in the morning. This is a fact. This is no cap. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Yes, that's right. It's 6:54 here in the Carolinas. Let's see. It is about 36 degrees outside with a high of 64. February is a very important month for multiple reasons, but today we are talking about teen dating violence. It is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, and we have some special guests in the building with us. Go ahead and introduce yourselves to the people once again.
Good morning. I'm Dina King, the United States Attorney here in the Western District of North Carolina.
And good morning also. I'm John Conselman with Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools.
And before we took a quick break and we got some calls. Someone calls up and they have a question for you. So let's go ahead and take care of this question. Power 98, good morning. Go ahead with your question.
So my question would be, what advice, I know we worry about our daughters, but what advice would we give to our sons, or what signs would we look for in our sons for these unhealthy relationships that they have seen? What signs and what ways can we help them to not model these patterns that they've seen, so that they can, you know, promote more healthy relationships?
That's such a great question. Sometimes we get caught up and we only think about the ladies. And we think about the ladies in the form of being the victim. But sometimes the ladies are the abusers. And I think that this is a great two-part question, you know, making sure that we take care of our sons and our young men that are victims of an abusive relationship, but also making sure that our men aren't out here being the abusers in this relationship. So go ahead and answer that young lady's question.
I think that's a great question. And when we talk about teen dating violence, it literally can cross the spectrum. And so I think one of the things that we can look for in young men is if they are excessively jealous or controlling towards their partner, and partner meaning whatever their partner looks like. We're talking about homosexual relationships, heterosexual relationships, regardless. If someone is verbally abusive or threatens violence, or if it's a young man who wants to constantly isolate his partner from that partner's family or friends, someone that blames their partners for all of the problems in the relationship, someone that is exhibiting some violent behavior, and maybe it's not physical violence in the relationship, but at the conclusion of meeting up, they're exhibiting violence in the house. Mm. That also may be a sign of some aggression that they're taking out. Of course, a partner that wants to constantly know their partner's whereabouts. And one of the things that's really interesting is that According to the CDC, 1 in 12 high school students in the United States has experienced some form of physical or sexual dating violence.
Whoa, hold on. Time out. You got to repeat that number.
1 in 12 high school students in the U.S. has experienced some form of physical or sexual dating violence.
That's crazy. You think about a classroom size, you know, you're going to get about 24, you know, kids, and that's about 2 kids per classroom.
Absolutely.
Think about that in the scale of a huge high school. That's a lot of kids.
And LGBTQ plus teens experience higher rates of dating violence compared to teens who identify as heterosexual. Female teens experience higher rates of physical and sexual dating violence compared to male teens. And then the effects are compounded for girls or young women of color who are often less recognized as survivors and face additional barriers. And so we're seeing this across the spectrum, but unfortunately, there are a greater population of people that are, in fact, being victimized.
Wow. Wow.
And Jessica, you know, in our schools, we do the what's called the youth violence or youth behavior risk survey every 2 years, and it is our own students that provide us the data. And we're waiting on the latest data set to be released to us, but our last, which was about 2 years ago, 9% of our high school students experienced teen dating violence according to their own experiences, you know. So, and I expect that number to go up.
And that's just the people that admitted to it.
Right. Correct.
That's just the ones that admitted to it. Because some people, like we've talked about before, they're embarrassed, or some people don't even realize that they're in an abusive relationship.
Absolutely.
And I would have, like you said, John, I would imagine that that number will increase, because you said that that one was about 2 years ago. That was about the start of the pandemic. And we know that the world, it's a little messed up, right?
The world shut down, but relationships did not.
But we see a lot more mental issues and things like that. So I would imagine that that number would go up. And we have to remember that, you know, mental issues are not only with adults. Our kids are having issues too, and we have to take care of them as well. This is great information. There are a lot of resources that are out there. Can you tell our teens and some parents how they can get some support?
You know, I would recommend every one of our middle school and high schools have a counselor that are assigned to the school, and usually multiple. We have social workers in our school. We have school psychologists in our schools. You know, if you don't feel comfortable having that conversation or don't know how to start that conversation, reach out to the school counselor. You know, advocate with them, talk with them about how we can work together to have those conversations with your own kids. If you, again, if you don't feel comfortable or able to do that, they're there to support.
Some other local resources include Teen Health Connector, the Mecklenburg County Community Support Services, and also Time Out Youth. I'd also draw to the listeners' attention that they can contact the National Teen Dating Abuse Helpline, and that phone number is 1-866-331-9474. They can also text Love Is to 22522. Or you can also visit loveisrespect.org.
There it is. Thank you all so much for coming up this morning and giving us this great information. Don't worry, listeners, if you miss any of it, we will have it up on our website, power98fm.com. You can check it out in our Madhouse podcast. Thank you, Dina. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
We hope you all have a great day. Coming up, we're shining light on people that are doing great things in the world. Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It is 7:07 here in the Carolinas, 36 degrees outside with a high of 64. It's my favorite time in the morning, time where we get to spread some positivity and just say, you know what? I appreciate you. Get on the phone live, 570-WPEG. It's time to shine the light on them.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. I shout out everybody out in Boston. You know we got to shine big flossing. Shining, 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 yeah. I want to send a shout out to my people out like handling the business. You real. I'm going to tell the whole city that you. Shining, 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 yeah. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, you on the Madhouse. Who you been shining this morning?
Good morning. This is Miss H calling from Rock Hill. I am letting all the school counselors shine. It is National School Counseling Week. So big, big shout out, especially to the school counselors at Toledo Trail Middle School.
Love it. Shout out to you. Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. This morning, I'm trying to let Janelle Worthy shine, Rashana, with Coach G shine. Happy birthday to y'all. Like them in Power 98.
Get in there, get in there. Shining, shining, shining,
yeah. Yeah, who you let shine this morning? Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing? Who you letting shine?
I would like to let all the Aquarius shine. I'm from Rock Hill. I like to let my daughter's Empress and Princess shine. And
Power 98, good morning. Oh, well, they hung up. You know. Hey, listen, coming up, I've got your Nosy Neighbor News with a chance for you to pick up tickets to check out Cat Williams. It's his 2023 and Me Tour coming to the Bojangles Coliseum, and we have a chance for you to win. That is coming your way next here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine. All right, so there was this rumor that was swirling around online yesterday that Quavo and Offset got into a physical altercation backstage at the Grammy over that tribute that Quavo did for Takeoff. The rumor goes Offset wanted to be on stage to participate in the performance, but Quavo wouldn't allow it. Allegedly, a physical altercation erupted when Quavo physically blocked Offset from going on stage for the performance. The rumor also states that Offset did not start the fight. Well, since that rumor hit the net, Offset hopped on Twitter to address it. He says, "What TF do I look like fighting my brother? Y'all are crazy." Now, also, a video has come out, and in the video, you can hear Cardi B yelling at them, telling them to stop, but no physical altercation is taking place. So, that's the story behind that. And at the end of the day, it's just two people that are mourning, and we are praying for them and everybody that has been affected by the death of Takeoff. Questlove, he recently shared that Will Smith was supposed to be in the Grammy tribute celebrating hip-hop, but unfortunately had to drop out. He said, I'll give the spoiler alert away, Will Smith was a part of the festivities tonight, but they started shooting Bad Boys 4 this week. He continued by saying there were a lot of preliminary shots that he had to do, so we had to lose Will. He also added that it was difficult to get everyone to participate in the celebration because of everyone's schedule. So, shout out to Will Smith. At least he had a good reason for missing out on that one. Glorilla, you know, she was nominated for her first Grammy and performed during that hip-hop tribute at the 2023 Grammys, but it was seeing Beyonce that was the highlight of her night. She hopped on social media to say that she has been beaming ever since she had an opportunity to talk to Beyonce. Check out what she had to say.
Baby, I'm never getting rid of this wig. This wig is going in the trophy case. This is the wig I met Beyonce in. Damn, me run take my makeup off. I met Beyonce. What? Try to come around me now. Too late for all that. You really f***ed with me way back then, but how about now? Because I met Beyonce now.
I love it for her. Congratulations to Glorilla on all of her success. Now, the new teaser for the White Men Can't Jump remake was released, and fans have some mixed reactions to the movie. The remake stars Jack Harlow along with some others and is going to be released on Hulu on May 19th. One person reacted to the teaser saying, casting Jack Harlow in the Woody Harrelson role encapsulates how far we're regressing as a society. That in this being the umpteenth remake that Kenya Barris put his grubby hands on and untalented, nasty stank on. Jeez. Others seem to like Jack Harlow in the acting space. One person says, Jack Harlow really isn't that bad as I thought he would be, to be honest. Y'all be on the lookout for that remake, once again, dropping on Hulu on May 19th. Happy birthday to Essence Atkins, Marlo Hampton, and Chris Rock. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. Jessica.
News report.
The neighborhood.
Power 98.
8:15 in the Carolinas. Time to check in with Burpee and find out what he's thinking about today.
Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Real simple today.
Okay.
I just want black people to do one thing.
Okay.
Just get a compliment. You ain't got to do all the extra stuff. Just get a compliment. Because a lot of times we will roast somebody else in the form of a compliment. Instead of just saying, instead of just giving the good old compliment. Like, if a dude has on a suit, 9 times out of 10, black people gonna say something like, oh, where you going, to a funeral, or you going to court, blah, 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 blah. Instead of just saying, you look nice. We have to do it in the form of a roast. For whatever reason, that's black people loving on each other. We gotta roast you to let you know that we love you. I don't know how that started. I don't know who started it. But we got to do it.
It helps us develop thick skin, Burpee.
What you got to develop thick skin for? Just for looking nice.
The world.
Just for looking nice?
The world.
Just for looking nice.
It's a rough place out there.
As an adult, hell nah. Hell nah. Let you or Larry come in this office, come in this studio with a suit on for any reason. Somebody going to say something.
Absolutely.
I don't know who it is. It's probably going to be me. 9 times out of 10, it's going to be me. But that's how we do with our friends. Like, if your friend come around you or somebody come around you looking all nice, I've heard you do this before, Jessica. You'll be like, oh, okay, okay, I see you.
Yes.
Looking like a new batch of money. What is a new batch of money, Jessica? What is that?
Look like you. Look rich.
You. Why can't you just say I look nice? Or whoever you looking at look nice. Why can't you just...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That's boring.
That's boring?
Absolutely.
Look, I see how you walking. Okay, you don't want to crease them things. That mean you got new shoes on. That mean they like how your shoes look. Or the real easy one, black people go up to you be like, where you get that from? That's the purest form. I think that was the first one. That's the first compliment that's not really a compliment, but it's a roast, but it's a compliment. If that makes sense.
I love it. Give me all the ad-libs during your compliments.
Oh, hell no.
I don't love them. I want all of them.
Boy, you know that hat don't look good on you. What? So you saying you like the hat. You want me to take it off and give it to you. That's robbery. That is robbery, Jessica. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying, black people, just give the compliment. You ain't got to do all that extra stuff. Get out of there, Jessica.
And those from Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hitty s***. No cap.
That's right. It's time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. I don't know if you all saw this story, Bert, but BBC News is in hot water after showing a picture of Viola Davis from the Golden Globe Awards and then marking it as Beyonce's big night.
Oh, Lord.
They said Viola Davis was Beyonce. That's now,
they're both beautiful.
They immediately acknowledged it, but fans did slam BBC on Twitter. BBC says, we apologize for the mistake last night when our news channel briefly showed a picture of Viola Davis from the January Golden Globes along the headline about Beyonce at yesterday's Grammys. This fell below BBC's usual standards. Listen. You know, once or twice this type of mistake, but this one just happens a little bit too much. This one happens a little bit too much to us. Come on now, stop playing my face. Y'all know that Viola Davis is not Beyonce. They look nothing alike. They're not even in the same genre. Like, come on now. Come on now, BBC. Get it together. But they did pull it. A lot of people, like I said, slamming them on social media. BBC, quit playing with us. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News
Quickie.
Let me find out.
It's 8:30 here in the Carolinas, and it is time for my favorite segment where we get to check in with some local artists. It's the next big thing.
Who the next best? Who the next best thing? Who gon' put up for the city? Who the next best thing? If you think you got some talent, you the next best thing. Step on up, do your thing. Step on up, do your thing. Who the next? Who the next best thing? You the next best thing. Who the next best thing?
That's right. It's time for you to be the music critic. We're going to play a song from a local artist for you. And then you're going to call up here and tell us if we are keeping it or sweeping it and what letter grade you are giving it. All right, y'all ready? Here we go. Here's today's song.
Hey, Poppy. 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 Hey, Poppy.
Yeah. He a 250K poppy, beat a picked up, no Rocky. Get good, then a sloppy, got an ill 99, no Foxy. Ride like Kawasaki, he slide in my DMs, no hockey. My name stay in your mouth like a mouthpiece, ain't none of these dicks gon' stop me. Hey, I like them, that's gon' give me what I want. I like them, yeah, they got money, watch them spin. Yeah, I treat these like a dog, give them bones. I don't, and he never coming home. I be like, you know I need them racks. I got what you like. Now watch me throw it back. I'm throwing it back and I'm going to work. Brought it so good now I'm wearing a shirt. He give me fringes like his name was Kurt. I don't like pain but I love when it hurts. Popping my like it's a perk. He eating his cookies like it's dessert. He loving the cowgirl when it's reversed. The arch in my back made these first. How many licks till you get to the middle? Booty gon' bounce with a whole lot of jiggle. I laugh at the bang, all you do is giggle. It's fake, real superficial. I'm not a two and won't ever be three. Down to one like first degree. I ride on his face like I ride a beat. Jess Marie, I be like, where you at? You know I need a rag.
The next big thing.
Yeah.
Give us a call. Let us know what you think about it. Are we keeping it or sweeping it? 570-WPEG. And what letter grade are you? Power 98 Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You know, on Tuesdays, we check in with local artists for the next big thing. Today's artist is Jess Marie, and the name of the song is Hey Poppy.
Hey Poppy. Hey Poppy. Hey Poppy. Hey Hey Poppy, hey Poppy, hey Poppy, hey Poppy, hey Poppy, hey Poppy.
He a 250K Poppy, beat a picked up, no Rocky. Get good, then a sloppy, got an ill 99, no Foxy.
It's time to go to the phone lines and see what you think about this one. Power 98, good morning, what you got on it?
I would say sweep it, but I'll give it a B because she sounds too much like Lotto. She need to have her own swag. Everybody sounds too much alike.
Power 98, good morning, what you got on it?
We're going to have to sweep that. That's a C minus. Tell her to quit taking people's push lines.
Power 98, good morning.
Oh my goodness, that is so awful. I'm sweeping that. Hey, Posse, oh Lord, I'm going to eat that in my sleep. Oh, F, honey.
Power 98, good morning, what you got on this song?
First of all, I liked it. That was dope. The chorus was better than the verse, but that's all you need to get you up out of here. So I'm going to keep it. Give it like a B plus.
Power 98, good morning. What you got on this one?
We're going to sweep that, and I'm going to tell you why. Because it sounded like the intro to Berkey's song. You know, when they be like, Larry, stop, Berkey, stop.
Berkey.
Ma'am.
Power 98, good morning. What you got on this one?
Man, I'm saying we keeping that. I'm giving that a grade A, man. That's a club thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little shocked by these responses. I'm going to give you my critique of it. Burpee's going to give you his critique of it coming up next. But we still want to hear from you, 570-WPEG. Let us know what you think about it. It's called Hey Poppy by Jess Marie. 843 in the Carolinas. You're listening to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. Miss Jessica, the girl next door. Burpee, we're in here holding things down. It's Tuesday, so you know it's the next big thing. And today's artist is Jess Marie, and the name of the song is Hey Poppy.
Hey Poppy, where you at? Hey Poppy, hey Poppy, you know I need a rag. Hey Poppy, hey Poppy, I got what you like. Hey Poppy, hey Poppy, now watch me throw it back. I'm throwing it back and I'm going to work. But it's so good now I'm wearing a shirt. He give me frankies like his name was Kurt. I don't like pain, but I love when it hurts.
So a lot of people calling up here and giving their music critique. Burpee, what you think about Jess Marie and Hey Poppy?
I liked it. I like this song a lot. Actually, it's a bop. I can see a TikTok challenge to this. I can see the club. This is definitely a club banger. I can see this in heavy rotation, actually. Compared to other songs that are out right now, not just female artists, but up against the dudes also. This was a bop. As soon as it came on, I was like, all right, I made a little face. You know, when you make the ugly face when the song come on. That means it's a little bop. I liked it. I'm going to keep it with an A.
I also like this song, Bert. I like this song. I think it fits in with what we're hearing on the radio right now. And it made me curious. Like, I want to go hear more from her.
Yeah.
To hear what else she's doing. You know, this one sound, you sound like you got a little flow, little lyrics. So I want to go hear more from you and see what it is that you're out here doing. I like this one. My only critique is in the beginning, right in the beginning when she first starts, it's a little difficult to hear her. Because I was really trying to key in into what she was saying. It was a little difficult to hear. The music was drowning her out a little bit. But that's my only real critique of the song. And I was sort of shocked that a lot more people didn't like the song.
Yeah. Like, y'all tripping. It sounded like a little hate. She sounds nothing like Latto. Nothing like her. I don't know where that came from.
Well, you know, everybody's got their opinion. And when you are an artist out here, it's good to hear those types of critiques. You know, especially if they're saying that you sound like another artist and things like that. It's good to hear those types of things because you might be able to go back in the lab and do some things. Especially if you're hearing it from more than one person, you know. So even when you're getting criticized, that's still good information for you to have. But according to Madhouse Nation, they say they want to keep this. They say that they want to keep this one. And the average grade is about a B- C. For it. So congratulations to Miss Jess Marie. Hey, listen, if you're an artist out there and you want your music heard on the next big thing, it's very easy. All you have to do is send us your clean, edited music. It needs to be super duper clean. Email us at carolina.street@power98fm.com. Once again, that's carolina.street@power98fm.com. Coming up, we're playing everybody's favorite game show. It's called Black Smart. That's coming your way at the top of our 9 o'clock hour. Here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Ain't no contenders. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98, Charlotte's number one plug for hip hop and R&B.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart?
Power 98, hello. Who is this?
Mike,
we are going to play Black Smart with you. We're going to give you two categories. You get to pick your category. We're going to give you three questions. You got to get two out of the three correct. If you do, you win the tickets. You're Black Smart. If you do not, you got to run us that black card. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What?
Do it. All right, Bert, what's your category?
How black people categorize music.
And my category is black celebrity kids.
I'm going to go with Burpee.
How black people categorize music. If you're playing music on a Saturday morning, if your mom is playing music on a Saturday morning, we will label that type of music that she's playing what?
That's queen of music.
That is correct, sir. That's clean music. We will give a whole genre a different genre.
All right, you want to stay with Burpee or are you coming over to my category?
I'm going to stay with Burpee.
All right.
Here we go. Frankie Beverly and Maze's Before I Let Go is played at this type of family function no matter where you go.
Cookouts and family reunions.
That is correct. That is cookout music, sir. That's
there
what we call
you
cookout
go,
music.
And you're our winner.
You won.
Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius. Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius.
You win.
Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius.
You are black smart, and because you're black smart, we're sending you to go check out that Royal Comedy Tour going down April 7th at the Ovens Auditorium. But I need you to tell everybody what station hooked you up, though.
Power 98.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's 9:30 in the city. Time for us to find out what's trending.
Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. Yeah. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets. That's a hashtag. Yeah. New hip-hop and R&B, that's a hashtag. Yeah. Power 98, the plug, no, we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on it. That's that.
Hey, listen up. Go to power98fm.com for your chance to win in a Friday Night Lights VIP ice bar experience at Harold's Chicken and Ice Bar. A VIP section for you and four guests with a complimentary bottle of champagne. Friday Night Lights with Power 98 happens every Friday at Harold's Chicken and Ice Bar, 440 East McCullough Drive in the University area.
All right. What's trending over here? I got AMC Theaters. They are trending. They have announced this new plan that is going to change ticket prices based off of the location of your seat in the theater. It's called Sightline at AMC. Basically, what this means is you're going to pay more for the better seats.
Basically, what they're saying is streaming numbers is going to go up for Netflix.
The good seat. Now, so there's a tier system with this. There is a 3-tier system. They have the preferred tier, the standard tier, and the value seats.
Get out my face.
So that's what you got to go. Go to our website, power98fm.com. You can read about these different tiers and find out what seats are in certain places. Now, I will say this. The good thing about this, good and bad, right? This is only supposed to affect movies that take place after 4 p.m. So if you go to the movies earlier than 4 p.m., you don't have to worry about this.
What?
But if you go after 4 p.m.,
I take back what I said.
That this is going
streaming
to be going up.
And matinee numbers is going up.
So what's the VIP is the back?
Right.
Cheap seat for the VIP.
I would imagine middle seat.
Yes.
Side seat,
middle seats.
Those are going to be your premium seats.
And in the front, in the very front, that's going to be the cheapest because no one ever wants to sit that close to
you.
Absolutely.
You got
to
get a neck brace for that.
Yeah. But go to our website, power98fm.com. You can find out about the exact seating and when this is rolling out across the nation because it hasn't hit yet, but it is on the way. Power98fm.com has that full story. What you got, Bert?
See, that's the type of stuff cancel culture need to get a hold of. Like, why the hell are we not protesting this?
So, before you get to Regal.
Can't even be a member at a Regal. I'm an AMC Stubbs member.
I won't be for long.
Let me tell you. Don't do this to me.
When you talk about cancel culture, Bert, that's actually very relevant because remember a couple of weeks ago, Netflix was coming out and they were saying that they were going to start. They were cracking down on account sharing, right? And now they've come back after they received so much backlash and they like, all right, my bad. We rolling up off of this. We're backing up off this. So I feel like if people make enough fuss about this, there is a possibility that they might roll back up off of this.
They don't want to mess up their money, man.
They don't want to become blockbusters.
Ain't nobody going to the movies no more. You do a VIP section in the movie theater. That sounds stupid.
And there's also, you know, some people are like, listen, I don't want to go to the movies due to the security issue of what takes place in the movie theater. So, you know, the pandemic, the health-wise, you're still sitting close to other people. So, you bring up some good points, Bert. Yeah, but if y'all fuss enough, maybe y'all can get them to drop this one.
I'm sending the email.
What you got that's trending over there,
Clay
Bert?
Klay Thompson is trending. People who have been watching the NBA, they know Steph Curry is hurt. He'll be out for a couple of weeks. But Klay Thompson, they played last night, and the boy hit 12 three-pointers and dropped 42 as Larry would say, panutos last night.
Which is not Spanish for anything.
Right. Larry got 1800 in the eye. That's why he's not here.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
No, hell no. Justin, he did it when I was out.
I wasn't here.
He did it. And he do. He got the 1800 in the eye. His right eye ain't moving like the left eye.
Because you know he going to text in a minute.
Okay, he probably going to call up here. I don't care.
Stop it.
You can't see the numbers.
You stop being mean to No Limit Larry.
No, ain't nobody take up for me when he was being mean to me. When I won't hear, no.
If I was here, I would have took up for you too.
Nope.
Mm-mm. You're right, probably not. Here's Future Improvement Vincent.
Exactly.
We love you better. The Charlotte remix. Larry, I ain't even saying it.
Power 98, Charlotte's Club for new hip-hop and R&B. You know, every morning we do our Madhouse question of the day. Today we were asking you, if you won the lottery, what are some things that you would stop doing? Someone walked away with the $747 million jackpot last night in the state of Washington. What are your responses, Burpee?
Well, I have quite a few, Jessica. Somebody said I will stop giving a F. I will stop talking to people. I'm definitely not working for the man anymore. I got caught those a few times.
There's a lot. Somebody said, working as well.
Yeah. Somebody said, I'm not talking to people. I'm changing my entire identity. That's dumb.
I got folding clothes.
What?
I agree with that. I'm 100%. I'm not folding clothes no more. Getting somebody else to do it. Not doing that. Not doing that. I definitely agree with that one. Owning an alarm clock.
Oh.
Owning an alarm clock.
Why not? On time. When you get up there, no job.
Yeah. Yeah. Telling my old lady that she can't have what she wants. Ooh. They said they're not going to do that anymore.
We love that.
Hey, listen, you can always chime in. We kick off our question every morning at around 6 a.m. And then we read your responses back right around this time. Beyonce, she is all over the news, breaking, making history, becoming the most winningest artist in Grammy history. Here she is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.